How Not to Die by Michael Greger. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: How Not to Die by Michael Greger, MD, is a comprehensive guide to living a healthier life. The book focuses on the power of nutrition and lifestyle choices in preventing, treating, and even reversing many of the leading causes of death and disability. Dr. Greger provides evidence-based advice on how to make simple changes that can add years to your life. The book begins with an overview of the 15 leading causes of death in America: heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, kidney failure, liver cirrhosis/failure, suicide/accident/homicide, collectively known as external causes, influenza/pneumonia, respiratory infections, Parkinson's disease, neurodegenerative diseases, chronic lower respiratory diseases, COPD, high blood pressure, hypertension, HIV infection/AIDS complications, infectious diseases, septicemia or blood poisoning from bacterial infections, and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. He then explains why these conditions are so common today, mainly due to poor diet and lifestyle habits, and outlines what we can do about it. Dr. Greger then goes into detail about each condition individually. For each one, he discusses its risk factors, such as smoking for lung cancer or obesity for type 2 diabetes, preventive measures like exercise for heart health, dietary recommendations including plant-based foods rich in antioxidants, supplements that may be beneficial, medications when necessary, stress management techniques such as yoga or meditation, avoiding environmental toxins like air pollution or secondhand smoke, getting regular checkups with your doctor if you have any risk factors for certain conditions like hypertension or COPD. In addition to providing information on specific illnesses and their prevention strategies, How Not to Die also offers general advice on healthy eating habits, such as consuming more fruits and vegetables while limiting processed foods full of sugar, salt, fat, etc., exercising regularly at least 30 minutes per day, 5 days per week, getting adequate sleep 7 hours minimum, reducing stress through relaxation techniques, mindfulness meditation, etc., avoiding alcohol, tobacco, drugs, recreational drugs, etc., maintaining a healthy weight BMI 18.5-24.9, taking vitamin D3 supplement daily 2000 IU recommended, having regular medical checkups, especially if you have any risk factors for certain illnesses. Finally, Dr. Greger emphasizes the importance of making small changes over time rather than trying drastic diets, fads, cleanses, etc., which often lead people back into unhealthy patterns. In conclusion, How Not to Die is an invaluable resource packed with evidence-based information that will help readers live longer, healthier lives. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Eat a plant-based diet. Eating a diet that is mostly or entirely composed of plant-based foods can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases and even reverse some of them. Main idea number 2. Exercise regularly. Regular physical activity can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, improve overall health, and even extend life expectancy. Main idea number 3. Avoid processed foods. Eating processed foods can increase the risk of many chronic diseases, so it is important to limit or avoid them as much as possible. Main idea number 4. Eat more fiber. Eating a diet that is high in fiber can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, improve digestion, and even help with weight loss. Main idea number 5. Eat more nuts and seeds. Eating nuts and seeds can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, provide essential nutrients, and even help with weight loss. Main idea number 6. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet that is high in fruits and vegetables can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, provide essential nutrients, and even help with weight loss. Main idea number 7. Avoid added sugars. Eating foods that are high in added sugars can increase the risk of many chronic diseases, so it is important to limit or avoid them as much as possible. Main idea number 8. Avoid processed meats. Eating processed meats can increase the risk of many chronic diseases, so it is important to limit or avoid them as much as possible. Main idea number 9. Eat more whole grains. Eating a diet that is high in whole grains can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, provide essential nutrients, and even help with weight loss. Main idea number 10. Eat more legumes. Eating legumes can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, provide essential nutrients, and even help with weight loss. Main idea number 11. Eat more healthy fats. Eating a diet that is high in healthy fats can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, provide essential nutrients, and even help with weight loss. Main idea number 12. Avoid trans fats. Eating foods that are high in trans fats can increase the risk of many chronic diseases, so it is important to limit or avoid them as much as possible. Main idea number 13. Avoid alcohol. Drinking alcohol can increase the risk of many chronic diseases, so it is important to limit or avoid it as much as possible. Main idea number 14. Avoid smoking. Smoking can increase the risk of many chronic diseases, so it is important to limit or avoid it as much as possible. Main idea number 15. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, improve overall health, and even extend life expectancy. Main idea number 16. Manage stress. Managing stress can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, improve overall health, and even extend life expectancy. Main idea number 17. Avoid environmental toxins. Exposure to environmental toxins can increase the risk of many chronic diseases, so it is important to limit or avoid them as much as possible. Main idea number 18. Take supplements. Taking certain supplements can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, provide essential nutrients, and even help with weight loss. Main idea number 19. Get regular medical checkups. Getting regular medical checkups can help detect and prevent many chronic diseases, improve overall health, and even extend life expectancy. Main idea number 20. Practice preventive medicine. Practicing preventive medicine can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, improve overall health, and even extend life expectancy. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Eating a plant-based diet is an excellent way to improve your health and reduce the risk of many chronic diseases. Plant-based foods are naturally low in saturated fat, cholesterol, and sodium, while being high in fiber, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and phytochemicals. Eating a variety of fruits and vegetables can provide essential nutrients that help protect against heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and some forms of cancer. In addition to providing important nutrients for good health, eating a plant-based diet may also help reverse certain chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes or coronary artery disease. Studies have shown that following a vegan or vegetarian diet can significantly lower blood sugar levels in people with type 2 diabetes. It has also been found to reduce LDL, bad, cholesterol levels, which can lead to improved cardiovascular health. A plant-based diet does not necessarily mean giving up all animal products. It simply means focusing on whole grains, legumes, beans, nuts/seeds and plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables as the main sources of nutrition. By making small changes like replacing red meat with beans or adding more salads into your meals, you can easily transition towards eating more plants. Main idea number 2. Exercising regularly is one of the most important things you can do for your health. Regular physical activity helps to reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, such as heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and some cancers. It also improves overall health by increasing energy levels, improving mood and sleep quality, reducing stress and anxiety levels, and strengthening bones and muscles. Regular exercise has even been shown to extend life expectancy. Studies have found that people who are physically active live longer than those who are sedentary. This is because regular physical activity helps to improve cardiovascular fitness, which reduces the risk of developing serious illnesses or conditions that could lead to an early death. In addition to its numerous health benefits, exercising regularly can also help you maintain a healthy weight. Exercise burns calories, which can help prevent weight gain or promote weight loss if needed. It also increases muscle mass, which boosts metabolism so you burn more calories throughout the day. Overall, regular exercise is essential for good health and should be part of everyone's daily routine. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity each day in order to reap all the benefits it has to offer. Main idea number 3. Avoiding processed foods is an important step in maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Processed foods are often high in unhealthy fats, added sugars, and sodium, which can increase the risk of many chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. Eating too much processed food can also lead to nutrient deficiencies, since these products are usually low in essential vitamins and minerals. Instead of relying on processed foods for meals or snacks, it's best to focus on whole plant-based foods that are minimally processed. This includes fruits and vegetables, legumes like beans, peas, lentils, nuts and seeds, whole grains like oats or quinoa, herbs and spices, plant-based proteins like tofu or tempeh, dairy alternatives such as almond milk or coconut yogurt, natural sweeteners like maple syrup or honey. These types of ingredients provide more nutrition than their heavily processed counterparts. Making small changes towards eating less processed food can have a big impact on your health over time. Try swapping out some of your favorite convenience items with healthier options when you grocery shop. This could be anything from switching white bread for 100% whole wheat bread to replacing potato chips with roasted chickpeas. Main idea number 4. Eating more fiber is an important part of a healthy diet. Fiber helps to keep your digestive system running smoothly, and it can also help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases. Eating foods that are high in fiber can help improve digestion by keeping food moving through your intestines at a steady rate, which helps prevent constipation and other digestive issues. Additionally, eating more fiber-rich foods can help you feel fuller for longer periods of time, making it easier to maintain or even lose weight. Fiber is found in many plant-based foods such as fruits, vegetables, legumes, beans, nuts, and seeds. It's important to include these types of foods in your daily meals so that you get enough dietary fiber each day. Aim for 25 to 30 grams per day if you're an adult woman and 38 grams per day if you're an adult man. Including plenty of high-fiber foods into your diet may seem daunting at first, but there are lots of delicious ways to do this. Try adding some cooked beans or lentils into salads or soups, snacking on fresh fruit with nut butter, having oatmeal with berries for breakfast, or adding chia seeds into smoothies. Main idea number 5. Eating more nuts and seeds can be a great way to improve your health. Nuts and seeds are packed with essential nutrients, including healthy fats, protein, vitamins, minerals, and fiber. Eating them regularly can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and obesity. Nuts and seeds are also high in antioxidants, which help protect against cell damage caused by free radicals. They contain anti-inflammatory compounds that may help reduce inflammation throughout the body. Additionally, they provide satiety due to their high fat content, which helps promote weight loss. Including nuts and seeds in your diet is easy. You can add them to salads or yogurt for a crunchy texture, or use nut butters as spreads on toast or crackers. You could even make your own trail mix with different types of nuts and dried fruit for an easy snack on the go. Main idea number 6. Eating more fruits and vegetables is one of the best things you can do for your health. Fruits and vegetables are packed with essential vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber that help keep your body functioning optimally. Eating a diet rich in these foods can reduce the risk of many chronic diseases such as heart disease, stroke, diabetes, cancer, obesity, and even some mental illnesses. Fruits and vegetables also provide important nutrients like folate, which helps form red blood cells, potassium, which helps regulate blood pressure, vitamin C, which supports immune system function, calcium for strong bones, iron to transport oxygen throughout the body, magnesium to support nerve function, zinc to aid in wound healing, selenium for healthy thyroid function, beta-carotene for eye health. The list goes on. In addition to providing essential nutrients that our bodies need to stay healthy, eating more fruits and vegetables may also help with weight loss. Many fruits and veggies are low in calories but high in fiber, so they fill you up without adding extra pounds. Plus, they're full of water, so they hydrate you while keeping hunger at bay. Main idea number 7. Avoiding added sugars is an important part of maintaining a healthy diet. Added sugars are found in many processed foods and drinks, such as sodas, candy, cakes, cookies, and other desserts. Eating too much of these foods can lead to weight gain and increase the risk of chronic diseases like diabetes and heart disease. It is best to limit or avoid added sugars whenever possible. Instead of eating sugary snacks or drinking soda, try replacing them with healthier options like fresh fruits or vegetables. You can also opt for unsweetened beverages like water or tea instead of sugary drinks. Additionally, you should read food labels carefully when shopping so that you know how much sugar has been added to the product. By avoiding added sugars as much as possible and making healthier choices when it comes to snacking and drinking beverages, you can help reduce your risk for chronic diseases while still enjoying delicious treats. Main idea number 8. Processed meats are those that have been preserved by smoking, curing, salting, or adding chemical preservatives. Examples of processed meats include bacon, sausage, hot dogs, and deli meats. These foods can be high in sodium and saturated fat, which can increase the risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease and cancer. Eating too much processed meat has also been linked to an increased risk of type 2 diabetes and stroke. It is important to limit your intake of these types of foods as much as possible. Instead, opt for leaner cuts of unprocessed red meat or plant-based proteins like beans, nuts, and seeds. In addition to limiting processed meats in your diet, it is also important to make sure you are getting enough fiber from whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fresh produce will help ensure you get all the nutrients you need while avoiding unhealthy processed foods. Main idea number 9. Eating more whole grains is an important part of a healthy diet. Whole grains are packed with essential vitamins, minerals, and fiber that can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, and certain types of cancer. They also provide energy to fuel your body throughout the day and can even help with weight loss when eaten in moderation. Whole grains are found in foods like oats, quinoa, brown rice, barley, bulgur wheat, buckwheat, groats, and farro. Whole grain products should make up at least half of all the grain-based foods you eat each day. This means replacing white breads or pastas with their whole grain counterparts whenever possible. Eating more whole grains can be easy if you start by adding them into meals you already enjoy. For example, try using cooked quinoa instead of white rice in stir-fries, or add some oatmeal to your morning smoothie. Including more whole grains into your diet is not only beneficial for your health, but it's also delicious. Try experimenting with different recipes featuring these nutritious ingredients to find new favorites that will keep you feeling energized throughout the day. Main idea number 10. Eating more legumes is an important part of a healthy diet. Legumes are packed with essential nutrients, including protein, fiber, vitamins, and minerals. Eating legumes can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers. They also provide a good source of plant-based protein, which can be beneficial for those following vegetarian or vegan diets. Legumes are low in fat and calories but high in fiber, which makes them great for weight loss. Fiber helps to keep you feeling full longer, so you don't overeat or snack between meals. Additionally, they contain complex carbohydrates that give your body sustained energy throughout the day. Including more legumes into your diet is easy. Try adding beans to salads or soups, using lentils instead of ground beef in tacos, snacking on edamame, making hummus from chickpeas, or having black bean burgers instead of regular hamburgers. Main idea number 11. Eating a diet that is high in healthy fats can have many positive benefits for your health. Healthy fats, such as those found in avocados, nuts, and olive oil, are essential for providing the body with energy and helping to absorb certain vitamins and minerals. Eating more of these types of fats can help reduce the risk of chronic diseases like heart disease and diabetes by lowering cholesterol levels and reducing inflammation. Additionally, they provide essential nutrients like omega-3 fatty acids, which are important for brain development. Including healthy fats in your diet may also help you lose weight. Studies have shown that eating foods rich in monounsaturated fat can increase feelings of fullness after meals while decreasing hunger cravings throughout the day. This helps to prevent overeating or snacking on unhealthy snacks between meals. Overall, adding more healthy fats into your diet is an easy way to improve your overall health. Try incorporating some avocado slices onto toast or salads, adding walnuts or almonds into oatmeal, using olive oil when cooking vegetables, or having a handful of olives as a snack. Main idea number 12. Trans fats are a type of unsaturated fat that has been artificially created by adding hydrogen to vegetable oil. This process makes the oil more solid and increases its shelf life, but it also creates unhealthy trans fats. Trans fats have been linked to an increased risk of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, obesity, and other chronic diseases. It is important to limit or avoid foods that contain trans fats as much as possible. Many processed foods such as crackers, cookies, cakes, and fried foods may contain trans fats. It is best to check food labels for the words partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated oils, which indicate the presence of trans fat in a product. Instead of eating processed foods with added trans fat, try replacing them with healthier options like fruits and vegetables or whole grains such as oats and quinoa. Eating these types of nutrient-dense foods can help reduce your risk for many chronic diseases. Main idea number 13. Avoiding alcohol is an important step in maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Alcohol consumption can increase the risk of many chronic diseases, such as cancer, heart disease, stroke, and liver cirrhosis. It can also lead to addiction and other mental health issues. Therefore, it is best to limit or avoid drinking alcohol altogether. If you do choose to drink alcohol, be sure to do so responsibly and in moderation. The recommended amount for men is no more than 2 drinks per day and 1 drink per day for women. Additionally, keep track of how much you are consuming on a regular basis so that you don't exceed these limits. It's also important to remember that there are some situations where it's best not to drink at all, such as when pregnant or breastfeeding, when taking certain medications, if you have a medical condition like diabetes, or if you plan on driving afterwards. By avoiding alcohol or limiting your intake of it, you can reduce your risk of developing serious health problems down the line. Main idea number 14. Avoiding smoking is one of the most important steps you can take to improve your health. Smoking increases the risk of many chronic diseases, such as cancer, heart disease, stroke, and lung disease. It also increases your risk for other conditions like asthma and COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. In addition to these physical risks, smoking can have a negative impact on mental health by increasing stress levels and decreasing overall well-being. If you are currently a smoker, quitting is the best way to reduce your risk of developing any of these illnesses. There are many resources available that can help you quit smoking, including counseling services, support groups, and medications. Additionally, there are lifestyle changes that may help make it easier for you to quit, such as avoiding triggers like alcohol or certain people who smoke. Even if you don't smoke yourself but live with someone who does, it's important to limit exposure to secondhand smoke, which has been linked with an increased risk of cancer in non-smokers. If possible, try to create a smoke-free environment at home or ask smokers not to light up indoors. Main idea number 15. Getting enough sleep is essential for good health. According to the book How Not to Die by Michael Greger, getting enough sleep can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, improve overall health, and even extend life expectancy. Studies have shown that people who get less than 7 hours of sleep per night are more likely to suffer from obesity, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and depression. Additionally, lack of adequate rest has been linked with an increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Sleep helps our bodies repair themselves and restore energy levels so we can function optimally during the day. It also plays a role in regulating hormones such as cortisol, which affects stress levels and appetite control. Getting enough quality sleep is important for maintaining mental clarity and focus throughout the day. To ensure you get enough restful sleep each night, it's important to establish a regular bedtime routine that includes winding down before going to bed. This could include reading or listening to calming music before turning off all electronics at least 1 hour prior to sleeping time. Main idea number 16. Managing stress is an important part of maintaining good health. Stress can have a negative impact on our physical and mental well-being, leading to increased risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, and depression. It can also lead to fatigue, insomnia, headaches, digestive problems, and weakened immunity. Fortunately, there are many ways to manage stress effectively. Regular exercise helps reduce tension in the body while providing endorphins that boost mood. Mindfulness practices like yoga or meditation help us become more aware of our thoughts and feelings so we can better regulate them. Taking time for yourself each day to relax with hobbies or activities you enjoy is also beneficial. Making lifestyle changes such as eating healthy foods and getting enough sleep are essential for managing stress levels over the long term. Additionally, it's important to practice self-care by setting boundaries with others when needed and taking breaks from work or other obligations when feeling overwhelmed. By making these small but meaningful changes in your life, you will be able to better manage your stress levels, which will ultimately improve your overall health and well-being. Main idea number 17. Avoiding environmental toxins is an important step in protecting your health. Exposure to these toxins can increase the risk of many chronic diseases, such as cancer, heart disease, and respiratory illnesses. To reduce your exposure to environmental toxins, you should limit or avoid activities that may expose you to them. This includes avoiding smoking and secondhand smoke, limiting time spent near hazardous waste sites, using natural cleaning products instead of chemical-based ones, eating organic foods whenever possible, and avoiding contact with pesticides. You should also be aware of potential sources of indoor air pollution like mold, asbestos fibers, radon gas, carbon monoxide from fuel-burning appliances or vehicles running in attached garages. Make sure your home is well ventilated by opening windows regularly and installing exhaust fans when needed. Finally, it's important to stay informed about any new developments regarding environmental toxins so that you can take steps to protect yourself if necessary. By taking proactive measures now to limit your exposure to environmental toxins, you can help ensure a healthier future for yourself and those around you. Main idea number 18. Taking supplements can be an important part of a healthy lifestyle. Supplements provide essential nutrients that may not be available in our diets, and they can help reduce the risk of many chronic diseases. For example, omega-3 fatty acids are known to reduce inflammation and lower cholesterol levels, while vitamin D helps strengthen bones and prevent osteoporosis. Supplements can also aid in weight loss by providing additional energy or helping to suppress appetite. Additionally, certain vitamins and minerals have been shown to boost metabolism, which can lead to increased fat burning. Finally, some supplements contain natural ingredients such as green tea extract or caffeine that may increase thermogenesis, the body's ability to burn calories. It is important to note that taking supplements should never replace eating a balanced diet full of fresh fruits and vegetables. However, when used correctly, they can be beneficial for overall health. Main idea number 19. Getting regular medical checkups is an important part of maintaining good health. By having a doctor monitor your health on a regular basis, you can detect and prevent many chronic diseases before they become serious. Regular checkups also help to improve overall health by identifying any potential problems early on, allowing for timely treatment or lifestyle changes that can make a big difference in the long run. In addition to helping with disease prevention and improved overall health, getting regular medical checkups may even extend life expectancy. Studies have shown that people who get routine physicals are more likely to live longer than those who don't. This could be due to the fact that doctors are able to identify and treat illnesses earlier when they occur regularly. For these reasons, it is important for everyone to get regular medical checkups as recommended by their doctor. Doing so will not only help keep you healthy now but also ensure better long-term outcomes down the road. Main idea number 20. Practicing preventive medicine is an important part of maintaining good health. It involves taking steps to reduce the risk of developing chronic diseases, such as heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and cancer. This can be done through lifestyle changes like eating a healthy diet, exercising regularly, and avoiding smoking or excessive alcohol consumption. Preventive medicine also includes regular checkups with your doctor for early detection of any potential health problems. Regular screenings can help identify conditions before they become serious and allow for prompt treatment that may prevent further complications. Vaccinations are another form of preventive care that helps protect against certain illnesses. By practicing preventive medicine, you can improve your overall health and well-being while reducing the risk of many chronic diseases. Taking proactive steps now to maintain good health will pay off in the long run by helping you live longer and healthier lives. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.